I'm Jessica Randolph, and welcome to the How to Buy a House podcast, where we empower you to invest in real estate and start building wealth for yourself. It's the biggest purchase of your life, and we're going to teach you how to do it right.
Okay, guys, I am a little nervous to do this podcast episode today because I'm going to just tell you guys my story. I really appreciate when people tell stories. That is how I receive information. I love analogies. I love storytelling. I think there's a power in it. And for those of you who have been listening to our podcast religiously, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you might be like, who is this Jessica character and why did she start a podcast? So I thought it'd be cool to just jump on here and quickly tell you who I am and how I got into real estate and why I started this podcast. I grew up in Chicago and grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. Don't be fooled by all the amazing things that Chicago is. I grew up in the suburbs in a little place called Carroll Stream, Illinois, shout out. And I grew up in one of those neighborhoods where all the houses kind of looked exactly the same. I'm talking vinyl siding, attached garages. And I would just drool out the window anytime we were in a historic neighborhood because I loved all the architecture and I loved the old windows and the stained glass and the gingerbreading and the big front porches. And I would just dream up a dream life of living in a beautiful historic house. And I loved old houses so much that when I moved to Nashville when I was 18, there were so many cool old houses here. And I thought maybe I wanted to be a news reporter. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I played guitar and I sang. So I thought, oh, maybe I could be the next Miley Cyrus. So I moved to Nashville, but quickly realized I need to follow what I love. And I remember I was with my papu, who has since passed, and we were at Barnes & Noble. And I was telling him that I just felt so frustrated because I didn't really know what direction I want to go in for my career. And he's like, go pick out a magazine, any old magazine, and I'm going to buy it for you. And that'll show you what you're interested in. And I'm like, okay, whatever, papu. But I did what he said. And I walk over to the magazine section. And there are all these different magazines. There are, you know, photography, there's travel and leisure, there are weddings, there's floral, there's science magazines. I mean, there's so many different things, and a lot of journalism magazines, which obviously I was interested in. But then way in the back, I saw this magazine and it said old houses. And I said, papu, the search is over. I have found the magazine that I want. And I bought this, or he bought for me this old house magazine. And I still have it to this day, actually. And I realized, I'm like, man, I really am passionate about this. I need to try and pursue a career in historic homes. So I'm in Nashville, didn't have a car, didn't have enough money to have any sort of car payment. And I'm riding my bike and I see this little old house that is being flipped. And there's construction happening outside and there's a real estate sign in the front yard. And I thought, that is what I want to do. I want to fix up these old houses. Now, if you're listening and you're over the age of, I don't know, 18, this was 2009. And every single person was like, don't get into real estate. This is the worst time to be in real estate. But my heart was speaking a lot louder than my head. And I thought, I just have to try and get into real estate, even though it doesn't make sense financially. So I actually called the real estate agent that was flipping this house. And I just left a voicemail. And I said, hey, my name is Jessica. You don't know me, but I just rode by your house that's being flipped. It's so cute. And if you just need someone to wash your car or buy you coffee or sweep the floors after the, you know, the construction's all done, let me know because I just want to get my feet wet and start educating myself on real estate. Well, the person called me back and they ended up offering me a job. They said, go ahead and quit your waitressing job. And if you're willing to work for free, you must be a hard worker and we're going to hire you and you could be my assistant. So I started working for that company. It wasn't a company at the time. It was actually just a single girl. Her name was Brittany Turner. Love you, Brittany. Brittany was the person that just kind of took me under her wing and taught me everything that I needed to know about renovating old houses. And it was so much fun. And her and I kind of helped build her company, which is Aerial Development Group. And so I worked for her for about 5 years. We hired a contractor, we hired an architect, and we really kind of just built this company up from scratch and started renovating a lot of houses in East Nashville. And I very quickly realized, because she kind of had me doing a lot of design work and I was doing finishes and cabinets and tile and lights and all the fun, pretty things that go into a renovation. But what I really loved doing was working with the home buyer. And I'd have people walk through these houses that we were flipping and they'd be like, oh my gosh, we love it. We can picture ourselves drinking coffee on this front porch. We want to write an offer. And I'd be like, cool. I don't know how to do that. So Brittany was like, let's go get your real estate license. So got my real estate license and I started to sell these houses that we were designing. And that is when I realized, oh my gosh, I love real estate. I love being a realtor. And I love holding hands of people that are buying these houses because it is a big, scary process. But if I could make it a little bit less scary and more comfortable for them, I felt like that was super fulfilling for me. And so I just started selling these houses, and we did a lot of new construction at that time as well. And Nashville just blew up. It was just the right place, the right time to be in real estate. And I was so, so grateful. And it was going so well for me. And then I got approached by my friend, Courtney Wilson, who had a show at the time called Masters of Flip. It was very big in Canada. Shout out to all my Canadian followers that watch HGTV at 3 a.m. That is how I got onto HGTV. And she invited me to be an assistant designer of hers on the show for a few seasons. And that was super fun. I realized how much I loved being on camera and I loved being in front of people. And that kind of springboarded me to what is now the How to Buy a House class. I realized I loved being in front of people and I loved chatting and I loved educating people on how to build wealth. And so after I was on Masters of Flip, I got this really cool opportunity to teach about home design. And I started teaching a home design class in Nashville. This is about 7 years ago. But I realized as I was teaching that class that what I was really passionate about was helping people figure out how to use real estate as a vehicle to make money for themselves. I wish that I would have taken a class like this 15 years ago. I wish my parents would have taken a class like this 30 years ago. And so I started teaching a how to buy a house class. And what I didn't realize was it would lead me on this trajectory to where we are now. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are hearing all of the things that we have learned about in this class and learned about in real estate in Nashville. And it's been so cool just seeing where the class has taken me. But my business partner, Amy Scholes, and we were teaching this class in Nashville, and we realized there's so many people that didn't know what they were doing when they were buying their first house. They were afraid. There was a lot of fear behind losing money. They felt unsure. And especially with your first purchase, it just feels so scary. And so we thought this needs to be a class that not only happens in Nashville, but it needs to happen everywhere. And so here we are. We are bringing this class all over the country. If you've come to a How to Buy a House class, we're currently in 37 cities nationwide and growing very quickly. We're trying to make this a very accessible class all over the US so that you can go to a class taught by a local expert and learn what's happening in your city. Where are the areas that are growing? Where can I start investing in real estate so that I'm in a better position in the next few years to come and start building equity for yourself? And obviously, if you're like, yes, I want that. Yes, I want to learn more. Go listen to all of our other episodes because that's basically everything that we talk about. That's a little bit about my background, and I still love teaching. I still love historic architecture. I still dabble in design, but my true passion is what you're listening to now, which is educating people on how to build wealth for themselves. And I just feel so blessed to have this platform to get to teach people everything that I've learned. When I'm not doing the podcast or teaching class or selling real estate, I am a mom of three kids, which is crazy. I can't believe I'm even saying that out loud. I wake up in the morning and still feel like I'm 22 years old sometimes. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, where did all these kids come from? And where is your mother? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. I have to take care of you. And why are you screaming? So that's my life. And I am so grateful for it. And we live in Nashville still. My husband and I, we bought our first house back in 2015 and we Airbnb'd half of it. And for those of you, I think you've heard me talk a little bit about what that did for us financially, but we house hacked with our first house. Actually, we house hacked with our first rental property. We rented on Airbnb our first rental because our landlord was very flexible, didn't know what Airbnb was, and didn't care back in 2013. And that fueled us to have a down payment, which then we bought our first house. And we actually rented half the house like an apartment on Airbnb, and that paid our mortgage every month. And now we own a few rental properties, and I've just seen real estate change our lives and change my family's life. And it's been really, really cool. And I hope that if you're listening to this, you feel encouraged, whether you've never bought a house before or whether you own a few rental properties, that it's just so important to be a good steward with what you're given and with what you have. And educating yourself is just one of the most important things you can do to ensure that you have success later on. So I hope that you leave encouraged every time you hear any of our episodes. If you haven't downloaded our app, that's another great way for you to be involved and for you to just get more hands-on information. Think about it like having us in your back pocket all the time. So when you do go to buy your first house, you've got an incredible resource right there on your phone. So download the app, check us out on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. Let's be friends. If you have any questions about real estate, a lot of people don't know, you can reach out to me. If you're like, hey, I have been listening to your podcast and my partner and I have just saved for a down payment, but we're a little nervous. Shoot me a message. I would love to hear from you and encourage you in that. It's been really cool hearing from some of you that have been listening this last year and being able to kind of speak into your life and see what's going on. It's been really, really cool. So thanks for being a part of what we're doing. I hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful day. And thanks for listening to my story and have a blessed day.
stay tuned for more episodes from the How to Buy a House class. You can follow us on Instagram. We're at the How to Buy a House class. You can also email us. Yes, we still use email and we would love to connect to you that way as well. You can reach us directly at hello@howtobuyahouseclass.com. And I also would love to connect with you. My Instagram handle is at Jess Lou Randolph. And we hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks for listening and God bless you.